Hello?
Hello, this is Will from Calling House. On behalf of our client, the National Public Opinion Research Firm, I'm looking to speak to Ms. Garza. Dora?
Where are you calling from again?
I'm calling on behalf of the National Public Opinion Research Firm.
Okay. This is me. Okay. What do you need?
No, I'm just conducting a survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the issues facing our nation, state, and local communities. I'm not selling anything, and I'm not asking for any donations. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you'll be voting in the election for president, U.S. Senate, state legislature, and other local offices in November? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you don't think you will vote?
No, guaranteed I'm going to vote.
Thank you. Now, if you don't mind me asking, what year were you born? Only the year.
1977.
77. Thank you so much. Now, what is your race? Do you identify as white, Caucasian, black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Pacific Islander, or other?
Hispanic, Latino.
Okay, thank you. Thinking back to 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
He's Democrat.
Okay, thank you so much. And thinking about the elections in November, if the election for state Senate were held today, will you be voting for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district?
Democratic.
Thank you. I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people using the scale from 0 to 100, where 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable, and 50 means that you feel neutral. Use any number from 0 to 100. If you have no opinion or have never heard of them, please say so. Adam Hinojosa, 0 to 100.
Zero.
Okay, thank you. Greg Abbott.
100.
Thank you. Morgan Lamontia.
50.
Thank you. Ted Cruz.
50.
Thank you. Donald Trump.
50.
Thank you. Joe Biden.
100.
Thank you so much. Will you say you disapprove or approve of the job Greg Abbott is doing as a governor?
Disapprove.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. Would you say you disapprove or approve of the job Morgan Lamontia is doing as state senator?
Disapprove?
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. Thinking about the election in November, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Thank you so much. And if the election for the U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Ted Cruz and Democrat Colin Allred, for whom will you vote?
Democrat.
Thank you. And if the election for the U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Ted Cruz and Democrat Roland Gutierrez, for whom will you vote?
Democrat.
Thank you. And if the election for the U.S. House were held today and the candidates were Republican Myra Flores and Democrat Vicente Gonzalez Jr., for whom would you vote?
The Democrat.
Thank you. And if the election for Texas State Senate were held today, will you be voting for Republican Adam Hinojosa or Democrat Morgan Lamontia?
I guess the Democrat.
Thank you. Just so you know, we're almost done now. I'm going to read some issues that people say should be a priority for the governor and Texas State Legislature. For each one, please indicate how high of a priority that issue should be, not a priority at all, a low priority, a medium, or a high priority. Supporting South Texas small businesses, do you think it should be a high, medium, low, or not a priority at all?
High priority.
Thank you. Ensuring access to affordable, quality health care?
High priority.
Supporting reproductive health care choices for women?
High priority.
Reforming border policy?
High priority.
Thank you. Supporting public schools and fighting against private school vouchers?
High priority.
Thank you so much. Thinking again about the elections this November, I'm going to read to you some descriptions of a candidate for state legislature. After each, please tell me if you will be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. A candidate who voted to support Texas LGBTQ plus community. Much less likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, or much more likely?
Much more likely.
Thank you. A candidate who voted against Texas abortion ban.
Much more likely.
Thank you. A candidate who supports law enforcement and innovative solutions to secure the border.
Much more likely.
Thank you. A candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's border security policies.
Much more likely.
Thank you. A candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's private school voucher policies.
Much more likely.
Thank you so much. Do you use WhatsApp?
No.
No. Okay, thank you. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as Republican, Democrat, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thank you. Thinking about political terms, would you say you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Liberal.
Thank you. What is the last year schooling that you have completed?
Associate's degree.
Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes, by my supervisor, can I have your first name only?
Dora.
Thank you. Thank you for your time. And if you are interested in participating in a follow-up research study, participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can I note you that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future, yes or no?
No.
No. Okay. Thank you so much for your time. You have a good weekend. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good one. Bye.